Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time to take a look at our agricultural markets here this morning. Market analyst Tom Leffler joins us when we come back right after this.
Stillwater Milling Company, where we take livestock nutrition seriously. A&M feeds are made from ingredients that are tested to ensure safety, quality, and absolutely no fillers. Stillwater Milling Company works with Oklahoma State University livestock specialists to stay current on new developments in the care and feeding of livestock. Choose A&M feeds for safe, quality livestock feed. Call Stillwater Milling Company at 1-800-364-6804 for the branch or dealer nearest you. Stillwater Milling Company.
These days, most cellular providers can't stop telling you about how good their nationwide 4G LTE coverage is. At Pioneer Cellular, we agree that nationwide 4G LTE coverage is important, but that the kind of coverage is even more important when you're not traveling, but making calls from home. Let us put you on the map. Stop by one of 41 Pioneer Cellular locations in Oklahoma and Kansas. Coverage where it matters most. Home.
And welcome back, everyone. Tom Leffler joins us now from Leffler Commodities. And Tom, let's take a look at our livestock futures here today. And why don't you give us a recap on those cattle and hog futures yesterday?
Well, Dave, yesterday we saw mostly negative trading for the entire cattle complex. But by the close, we was bouncing off the lows of the session, and the feeder cattle actually managed to close only slightly mixed by the end of the day. And we did not have a lot of big news out there, really not much news at all, I should say. Choice box beef did bounce 93 cents higher. Select boxes were up $1.82. Total movement of 171 loads. The cattle slaughter was only 96,000 head. Keep in mind, a week ago it was only 91,000. The cash feeder index was down 22 cents yesterday. We also saw the lean hogs yesterday close positive, having their best daily gain since late May. Now, Friday is that cattle on feed report. Trades average estimates looking on feed to be at 100.9% of a year ago. Placements 91.4%, and marketing's at 91.6% of a year ago. August live cattle yesterday closed 57 cents lower. August feeders were down 12 cents, and July lean hogs 85 cents higher.
We'll check the grains when we come back in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
Well, Tom, let's take a look at these grain futures here this morning, and ended up with a pretty nice day on those grain futures yesterday.
Yes, we did. We saw for the second straight session very impressive gains both in the corn and the soybean futures. But we saw most of this, once again, not from anything fundamentally changing out there. There's a little concern about some of this weather situation, but it was mostly the funds covering short positions out there that lifted corn and soybeans higher. Kansas City wheat closed negative yesterday, and that's after coming 11.5 cents off their session highs. Now, also yesterday, the Fed meeting concluded there was 15 of 17 Fed officials that said they expect interest rates to increase yet this year. Now, overnight trading in the grains has been mixed and in good volume. Currently, July KC wheat's down 0.5 cents, July corn's down 0.01, July soybeans trading 6 cents lower. July cotton is 12 points higher. August crude oil this morning, 46 cents higher. The September dollar index is 57 cents lower. And September Dow Jones futures holding 52 points higher.
Now, Tom, how can folks get some more information from you?
They can call us toll-free on the phone or check us on the internet by using 866. Go to Tom.
Well, Tom, thanks so much. Appreciate your time this morning. And that's going to do it for us. We're going to visit with Tom again tomorrow and look forward to that. Until then, for Tom Leffler, I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.